Track 30, Chapter 4, Generation At, page 45. Activity 2. Listen to the interview, then answer the questions.
Let's talk about the at symbol today. It has become the symbol of modern communication. Who invented it? How did it appear on every keyboard across the world? It can't be such an old invention, can it?
The actual origin of the at symbol is still a mystery. Some linguists say it appeared in the 6th or in the 7th century, when medieval monks used it as a shortcut for the word ad, meaning towards. The history of its usage is better known. The first record of its use was in 1536 by Francisco Lapi, a Florentine merchant who used the symbol to signify how many units of a wine amphora, a unit of measurement, fit in large clay jars.
Interesting! And when did it appear on our keyboards?
The at symbol actually became a standard key on typewriter keyboards in the 1880s. And then on QWERTY keyboards in the 1940s.
And how did the symbol become a part of our modern communication?
In 1972, Ray Tomlinson, a computer scientist, sent the first electronic message, now known as email, using the at symbol to indicate the location of the email recipient. Tomlinson had to figure out how to successfully address a message created by one person to someone else, using a different computer. He guessed that the address would require the person's name as well as the name of the computer he/she was sitting at. He needed a symbol to separate those two address elements. According to Tomlinson, he saw the at symbol on his keyboard and decided it would be a good choice since it was a key that was hardly used and would not appear in anyone's name, so there wouldn't be any confusion.
It must be cool to be the inventor of email. He can't have imagined it would become so popular one day.